I want to ask you tonight, have you ever changed your mind in some matters? I suppose you have. We all have. There's times when I am in the house and then I see Nancy and she says, I thought you had already left. Well, I said, well, I changed my mind, so I had to stay. So when we change our minds, there's action. You can see it. We do something different because we change our minds. And thinking about David, okay, if we were to get a scene that may represent all of the scenes, you know, in a representative way, we may pick the scene of murder, okay, if I'm correct, you know, pick one that may represent all of them. So David had murder in his mind, okay, and I'm thinking about Psalm 51, okay, and I'm just going to read a few verses from it. Beginning in verse 14, if you want to follow along. If not, I'm going to read out loud anyways. But David has changed his mind concerning the sin of murder. Okay? We know the story, what happened with Bathsheba and with Uriah. And he decided to change his mind. And one thing, thinking about the plan of salvation, but one thing especially that we cannot fake is repentance. Okay? Someone may, you know, walk down the aisle or, you know, say they repented, and we might try to please somebody or just do it externally. But before God, we cannot fake repentance. He knows whether we have repented or not. Also, our friends, our family will know whether we have repented or not by our actions, okay? Especially the closest ones to us. So we have this line of action. First is a change of mind. Okay, David in his mind, in his heart, decides to change. And let me read this portion before we run out of time. But notice, deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show for your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I will have given it. You do not delight in burnt offering. And notice verse 17. This is my last verse here. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. This, O God, you will not despise. This is a heart and mind that has changed the way he thinks, okay, has changed in the way he acted. So that's what repentance is, okay? And we're all humans. We all have free will. We all make mistakes. And God daily appeals to us to change our mind concerning our mistakes, okay? This is a benefit we have. We just sang, God is in control of the world. We should be happy. And that's great because he gives us the benefit of daily being right with him when we make mistakes. So we see here David looking at the broken spirit. When someone with free will decides to change his mind, someone with free will decides to ask God for mercy, to bow down before the Lord, to acknowledge that he's sinning before God, when someone does that, God is not going to reject you. Okay? Whatever mistake you make, he's not going to reject you. He's waiting for you daily. And tonight we're giving a few minutes to bring this to our minds that God is going to forgive us if we ask for his mercies and if we repent. But remember, there's a change of mind. It's going to lead to a change of action, okay? It's not only to change your actions, because you can take actions without changing your mind, okay? It's important to change your mind, and then it will show in your actions. And when God notices that there's a broken spirit there, when God notices there's a contrite heart, God notices there's a sorrowful heart, and you ask for forgiveness, he's going to grant it to you. He's going to give it to you because he delights in that. David acknowledged it, and he experienced it. And we have this a beautiful psalm in Psalm 51. For many years, I used to read this psalm on New Year's Day, you know, New Year's Eve, as the clock was ticking for midnight. I like to read this psalm. I haven't done it recently. I've changed my routine. Okay, and I'll talk about more later. But this is a very important psalm, I believe, for us to keep in mind. How David, being a man after God's own heart, acknowledged every time he made mistakes. Unlike most of his fellow kings, they were told what they did wrong, yet they were not after God's own heart because they did not want to repent. If there's any way we can help you tonight to repent, to be right with God, we're willing to do. If you're not a Christian, you need to confess Christ as the Son of God, deity. You need to repent of your sins, change your mind. You also need to be baptized for your sins before washed away. If you're already a Christian, if you confess your sin privately, depends on how you have sinned. If you confess it publicly and you repent, we'll pray for you. You pray and God will forgive you. If we can assist you tonight in any of these fashions, please do so while we stand and while we sing.